This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Chris Johnson. Like me, you may have sponsored a child before, or perhaps several children. Seeing their pictures, knowing children are in need around the world, and then knowing many of us in America have more than we need, often leads us to want to donate to the cause or take one special child into our care and take responsibility for that child. But now there's a new approach to child sponsorship with the Christian humanitarian organization World Vision. Today we'll talk about the Chosen program with my two guests, Pastor Brandon Cadell and Reward Sabanda, with the Chosen program from World Vision. Brandon Cadell is lead pastor, along with his wife Laura, at Rebel Church in San Antonio, Texas. And Reward Sabanda is World Vision's senior church advisor on the Church and Ministry Partnerships team for the Central U.S. region. And he's originally from Bulawayo, Zimbabwe, and now he lives in Dallas, Texas. So, Pastor Brandon and Reward, welcome to Charisma News.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Well, we're so happy to have you both. How does World Vision partner with churches? Reward, would you fill us in on that?
Thank you, Chris. I would love to. And so World Vision is we're a Christian humanitarian ministry. And just from our inception, it's always been an organization or a ministry that helps partner with churches. And so we go to a lot of the vulnerable places in the world where poverty has just taken a stand. And what we do is we partner with local churches within the U.S. context. And then through child sponsorship, we pull those resources and we go to all the places in the world, right, like the gospel says. And when we are there, we sit down with the community. We find out what unique issues are facing them. Sometimes it's there's no water. It's lack of water. Sometimes it's education. There's just no schools. Sometimes it's economic, to where there are no jobs, and we have to. And sometimes we have to teach farmers. But we find out what the unique issue, the unique aspect of poverty is in that region, and then we come back and we help pastors engage with that community, and we bring transformation to those communities. So yeah, we've been partnering with churches, and we've seen God do incredible work through it.
Well, I'm sure you have. I mean, World Vision has a lot of great programs. So what is Chosen all about? How did it come about? And then how does it lead to that kind of transformation that you're talking about?
Great question, Chris. So, you know, when you've been doing something and you're right, in this particular ministry of fighting injustice and poverty for as long as we have, which is about 8 years, right? After a while, just with every church and every ministry, you start to ask the Lord, okay, Lord, what is next, right? Because our God is a progressive God, right? Always from glory to glory. And so for us, we came and our new CEO had just come in, and he started asking and praying bold prayers and going, Lord, what's next? What's next for child sponsorship? We feel like we've done a great job, but what does the next look like? How can we make a child sponsorship look more like the kingdom? And that is essentially where the concept of Chosen was born, right? A group of people got together, prayed big prayers, and they said, we are about children's empowerment, but the model that we've been doing child sponsorship before still mandates, right, you have people within the American or the Western context going to a bunch of kids that are maybe on pieces of paper and choosing them. And yes, all right, the gospel happened and transformation happened, but that child is still left unempowered, right? They're not empowered to make choice. So we're like, what if, like the gospel and like what we profess, we actually gave the power to choose in a child's hands? And for most of those children, Chris, it would be the first choice that they make, right? In a lot of this context, we say, what if we empowered them with the power to choose the most important thing, who gets to sponsor you and who gets to disciple you? And so we came around that and we built an incredible, incredible program, turnkey program for churches, to where their people humble themselves to be chosen by a community of children from across the world. And we've seen God do phenomenal things as he did at Redwood Church.
And you have an awesome video that shows how this takes place. We're gonna give the website a little bit later on. It's a short video, but it might make you cry if you're one of our listeners. Tell us about Rebel Church and its chosen story, Pastor Brandon.
Well, for me, I first learned about World Vision and their work at their annual pastors gathering that they do every year. This one was in 2019, and you know, I was just so impressed with the complete work that they do, you know, in the communities that they serve. It wasn't you know, something that they were just throwing money at, but they were actually, you know, in every detail of the community, making sure that, you know, every aspect was taken care of, from education to water to, you know, the gospel. And so that's what originally, you know, impressed me about World Vision. And then when Reward came to me and said, hey, we're doing this new thing, you know, called Chosen. Would you guys like to be a part of it? Of course, that was about the end of the meeting. It was like, yes, we want to be a part of whatever you're doing. And we had originally set it up early in 2020. And obviously, we walked into a season of a pandemic and, you know, uncertainty, and didn't know, you know, what it was going to look like or if it was even going to happen. But, you know, when Reward came back and said, hey, we're doing it, you know, do you guys still want to be a part? Of course, we said yes. You know, it's going to look a little bit different. We've made some changes to it. And obviously, World Vision is a organization that innovates and is concerned about one thing, and that's fulfilling, you know, the mission. And so, you know, for us as Rebel Church, we said, you know, whatever you guys are doing, whatever it looks like in this season, we want to be a part of it. So we said yes, and, you know, God did some amazing things, which I'm sure we'll talk more about.
And we should say that if I'm understanding this correctly, this program only works with churches. It doesn't work with individuals. Reward, would you speak to that?
Yes, that is correct. Chosen specifically, the incredible thing about Chosen is the ability for a community, whether it's a church community or a school's community, to all sponsor children from the same community in Africa together. So there's accountability, there's discipleship, but there's also the community aspect of what that looks like. So for example, individuals can go on our website and just sponsor a child and do it the same way. But we really wanted to leverage the power of community that we find in the kingdom with Chosen specifically. And that's why this initiative, yes, you can go and do it as an individual online, but a lot of the power, I would say, lies in doing it as a community.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense. I mean, you could do it if you're part of a group, specifically a church or, like you mentioned, a school. So, Pastor Brandon, what stories could you share from your congregation about the transformation that you experienced being on the giving end?
Yeah, we heard so many different stories, you know, out of this experience, you know, being in a time, you know, in the world where the temptation as a church, the temptation as individuals was, you know, to kind of pull back and focus on yourself, you know, and so as, you know, we had the opportunity to kind of look, you know, look beyond ourselves as a church and look beyond ourselves as individuals, you know, we really saw, you know, Jesus's, you know, command in Acts chapter 1, where he said, you know, you'll be my witnesses, you know, in Judah and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And
it gave us, you know, as a church, an opportunity to engage our people in you know, getting outside of themselves and taking a different approach, you know, to this season of life. And so, you know, I'm reminded of a lady named Alicia in our church, who's a single mom, you know, raising two boys and really, you know, struggling to make it on her own. But, you know, through the Chosen experience and really being able to take her eyes off of her situation in this season and sacrificially, you know, go out in faith, you know, step out in faith and say, you know what, you know, if God said, you know, that it's my responsibility to love my neighbor as myself, and that's in fact how I love, you know, him best. It was just so exciting to see her take that step of faith, and the excitement in her eyes, you know, on the reveal Sunday when, you know, she got to see, you know, the child that chose her. You know, she said, every day I get up and I go to work and every day I take my kids to school, I've got that child's face in my mind. And just a powerful experience. I'm getting choked up talking about it, but
It is very moving, isn't it, to know that you are the one who was chosen by the child.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely.
So what actually happens at a chosen event? Reward, would you like to take this?
I would love to. And I always say this with a lot of conviction, Chris, that it's, and I'm pretty sure just from Pastor Brandon's story, you can attest that it is the most missionary transformational experience that you can have at your church, because we show up and we set up this photo booth out in the lobby and in the foyer. Chris, and then people going for the service, and the pastor, like what Pastor Brandon did, just preaches an incredible message, just usually around being chosen, which is central to our Christian message, correct? And after that, all the congregants come out, and there's this photo booth set up, and they go and they take what we call the most epic picture ever. And so they take a picture and then they sign up and humble themselves to be chosen. And after the service, like me and a Pastor Brandon would then jump on a plane and go to a village in, be it Kenya, be it Central America, wherever the pastor has a vision and a passion and feels like their community is called to walk with. So we go there, and when we get there, we have this huge choosing party, Chris. They set up a tent and there's a red carpet and there's pictures of the church members on a wall, right, just hanging. And these kids just dance down this red carpet, there's music, there's rejoicing, the whole village is there, and they get to pick who their sponsor is going to be. And once they pick that, they go into a tent next to that choosing tent, and next to the choosing party tent, and they get to write a letter to their sponsor telling them why they chose them. And then they take a picture holding the picture of their sponsor. And afterwards, Pastor Brendan and I, we jump back on a plane, and it all happens within a week. We come back and he comes, and that Sunday he testifies and tells the story of what he's seen and what the Lord just did for him. And everybody walks out into this foyer, and now there's just envelopes with people's names on them. And whoever it was, you find your name, you open that envelope, and Chris, the first thing that you see is a picture of the child who chose you holding your picture. And in that envelope is a letter where they wrote on that letter telling you why they chose you. And we've seen just God do incredible things. We've seen people go, I have this incredible testimony to where someone's like, we just lost a daughter and we just couldn't go on. And the girl who chose us from Kenya is actually the same name. We've had some people say, oh my gosh, the kid who chose me has the same birthday as me. So we've seen God orchestrate this and make this to what is just an incredible week. And that begins the path to discipleship between that community and those children across the world. So it is an incredible weekend.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, Pastor Brandon, how did you choose a particular village or community that your church would be tied to?
Well, for us, you know, it. I've always, you know, had a heart for Africa, and really, you know, my wife and I, you know, just prayed We said, God, you know where, you know, we know that you orchestrate, you know, divine moments, you know, every single, you know, day of our lives. And this is one of those that, you know, we want you to be, you know, all over it. And I can attest to what Reward said, because, you know, as a pastor and, you know, going through all of this and sponsoring and, you know, the way that God orchestrated it for us is I come from a family of four boys. I've got three brothers. I'm the oldest, and we all have B names, and we've been known as the B-boys all of our life. And so on our Sunday, you know, when we, you know, got our child's name was Brian. And
perfect.
Me, you know, that was God's, you know, his thumbprint on what we were doing. And so we prayed, asked God for it to be divine. We heard so many stories like that on, you know, from our church congregants who, you know, the name, the birth date, it's just God orchestrating just a powerful, powerful moment. And, you know, as far as global missions are concerned, I've been around church all my life, and this was the single most powerful, you know, global missions, you know, outreach that I've ever been a part of. Just so powerful.
Is that right? Wow. So Reward, I'm hearing stories about Africa. Is this going to expand to other nations, other continents?
Oh, yes. I think Africa keeps coming up because that's that's my originating context. But it's already, we're in 100 countries around the world. So we do chosen choosing parties in Latin America. We do choosing parties in Asia. It's literally just all over the world is essentially where it is. So it's wherever the pastor feels called, right? We most often than not have a chosen initiative over there, because the gospel cannot be localized, and we genuinely believe and design chosen to be a radical manifestation of the tangible gospel. So yeah, it's everywhere.
So how many countries does World Vision work in now?
We're in over 100 countries.
Over 100. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know it's a significant outreach around the world. So Pastor Brandon, would you tell other pastors and church leaders why they might consider Chosen for their own churches?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think as a pastor, regardless of your denomination, regardless of, you know, your unique mission and vision to your local community, I think every pastor could agree that, you know, at the end of the day, our goal is to, you know, get the people that we lead to really live out what Jesus said when he said to the Pharisees. He said, you know, the greatest commandments can be summed up in these two things. You love God with all your heart, your soul, and your strength, but equally as important is to love your neighbor as yourself. And whether that's your neighbor across the street or your neighbor across the world, what World Vision does is gives you the tools as a pastor to engage your community in living that out in such an authentic way. The words of Jesus, by simply just saying yes. And so for us, you know, as a church, and I know for other churches, when you will simply just, you know, step out and challenge and engage your congregation to authentically live out, you know, the commands and the words of Jesus, a simple yes can really transform lives across the globe. But what I found is that it has transformed my church and my people in such a way that you know, nothing else that I've ever done, no series, no program has transformed people in such a real and authentic way as when we challenge them to love people that they have never met and never seen. And not only that, but to engage in a relationship. You're not just giving money towards something. You're actually giving your people the opportunity to engage in a real relationship that has real kingdom impact, that has a real economic, that has just more impact than you could ever do on your own outside of a partnership like this. So everybody needs to do it.
Well, there you go. That is quite a challenge. So Reward, how many people in each village or area would be involved in choosing a sponsor?
That's a great question, Chris. And it all depends, right? Mm-hmm. So for example, based on however many we match, when a pastor, for example, says, hey, I would love to go to Nicaragua, right? That's where we feel like we're called to partner with. I have a special burden for that country. So World Vision has this area development programs where we do a lot of our work. And so when they say this, we take into account the logistical and the practical aspect, how many people go to this church specifically. And then in that community, in this community is where we already have a footprint, we speak to the community and they register their children. So at that point, we know how many registered children are in that. And then we match, right, our American church community with that community on the ground in Nicaragua, and then we kind of do that. So it could go anywhere from like one child to however many children need to be there. But yeah, we always match it according to the church.
Okay, yeah, and probably depends on the size of the church too, and how many people want to get involved. So, all right, wonderful. Well, listeners, if you want to learn more about the Chosen program and the incredible transformation it can have on a child's life and on your church, go to worldvision.org/churchchosen. worldvision.org/churchchosen. You can get connected there with a World Vision Church Advisor. So thank you so much, Reward and Pastor Brandon, for being with us today to share about this special program from World Vision.
You're welcome, Chris.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you.
I'm Chris Johnson. You've been listening to Charisma News. Be sure to check out our other new podcast on the ever-growing Charisma Podcast Network. That's on cpnshows.com, cpnshows.com. And thanks for listening to Charisma News today.